Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the annual road trip to Borden completed last night as Hoosier faithful and another crowd in four figures, I might make mention, on hand at Huber's Orchard and Winery to hear football coach Tom Allen and basketball coach Archie Miller. I checked in with Archie before he left, and well, we talked a little about Juwan Morgan's decision to return to Indiana for his senior year.
You know, as his season started to unfold in the early part of November to the end of November and then into conference play, you started to see a guy that, you know, really was not only our leader from a production standpoint, but a guy that you could see down the line of, you know, having a bright, bright future playing the game. And for him to be able to have the choices here at this spring to evaluate his situation, get some feedback from the NBA, have workouts that he was able to participate in, you know, is invaluable to these guys. And, you know, he was able to make an educated decision. And I think as he got his information, I think we all felt very comfortable that the plan that we have in place here moving forward is going to allow him to continue to grow and it's going to get him in a situation hopefully where he's a first-round draft pick.
I think it was a model of consistency. You saw him every night. You saw him every day in practice. What was most impressive as you saw him move throughout his junior year this past season?
I think the most impressive thing with Juwan was, you know, he's an everyday guy. You know, what he did every day in practice, how he approached practice, how he approached shoot-around, just day-of-the-game mentality. You know, he was very even killed with that, and I think he saw a guy that was pretty consistent, you know, on the floor with how he played. I also thought, you know, he embraced some of the things that we needed from him, you know, whether it be rebounding the ball, defending different positions, getting fouled more often, not just being, so to speak, a finesse guy. You know, I thought he contributed in a lot of different ways.
Obviously, great to have number 13, Juwan Morgan, back at what he does best, and that's a lot of things for Indiana basketball. The head man of the Hoosiers, Archie Miller. By the way, summer works will start June the 4th. I am Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers left for Austin, Texas, following, another tough workout before the showers of Wednesday cascaded upon the Bart. I'll tell you one thing. The fourth-year head man has really pushed his Diamondmen this week.
Yeah, we jumped out there early, really tried to push them, probably harder practices than we've had in a while. Mm-hmm. Been trying to keep our bodies fresh, and I told them we want to get our bodies sharp for the regional, so we pushed it a little harder, and we got to get used to the heat because we're going to have a lot of heat out there, and we just got to get back to the fundamentals a little bit and play fundamental baseball.
Yeah, situational baseball, as you talk about it, it boils down to get them on, get them in, and execute, huh?
That's right. And you know, it's not always about getting a hit. It's just about having a good at-bat in a big moment of the game and letting the game take care of it from that point. Sometimes we have a gross at-bat in the middle of a big inning, and, you know, we don't make anybody make a play or have a chance, like Wyatt Cross hit the ball the other day, and it fell in a hole. So that's the game we play. So trying to be a little more competitive in those situations.
One helping asset, you talked to us about it earlier Monday, Chris, was some added rest for the pitching corps.
You know, over the last couple weeks, the starters, they end up pitching, they move up a day for two straight weeks, and when you're in a routine, and some of our guys are really in routine, it throws them out of whack a little bit. So this week they get two extra days. Hopefully they got their feet under them a little bit more, and they'll be ready to go.
You know, how key is winning that first game?
That's huge. I mean, you gotta jump out there and win game one. You know, A&M, I saw them this week just because I watched the SEC baseball tournament a little bit. It's the only time I've seen them.
They've
played well of late. They played their way in. Man, they got some really good arms always pitch there. And I would imagine it's going to be a really fun game.
That's Hoosier baseball coach Chris Lemonis. He's right. A&M went 3-1 in the SEC tourney with wins over Vandy, 8th-ranked Georgia, and number 21 Auburn before losing to 4th-ranked Ole Miss. Aggies 39-20 overall. Friday at 5, Hoosier's Texas A&M. I'm Joe Smith.